Australian scientists may have solved the mystery around why children are less likely to be infected or become seriously ill with COVID-19. And the answer is their own immune system. A study led by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute has found specialised cells in a child's immune system rapidly target coronavirus. It's hoped the findings will help with the design of new treatments for those who are most vulnerable to the deadly virus. Stephanie Smale reports.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
A positive coronavirus test wasn't the second birthday present Camilla or her mother Francesca Orsini were expecting.
I was scared because I knew that in kids COVID is not too nasty, but you never know.
Camilla's father, Alessandro Battisaghi, and their other daughter, 5-year-old Beatrice, also tested positive. But the parents and their children had a very different experience with the virus.
We were quite sick for about 10 days, you know, headache, cough and
tiredness mostly as well.
Yeah. Kids were okay. They were jumping and running everywhere like always.
I was playing with my sister and my mum and dad were lying on the couch every day.
The family was part of a Murdoch Children's Research Institute study of 48 children and 70 adults who either had COVID-19 or were exposed to it and tested negative. It found children can be protected from severe illness because their immune system responds rapidly to the virus. Dr. Melanie Nealand is a postdoctoral fellow at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute.
We know that children are less likely to be infected with coronavirus. And we know that up to one third can be asymptomatic. But what we didn't really understand is why this was the case. And so what it showed to us was that in children, these first responder innate immune cells were migrating to sites of infection, which were clearing the virus before it really had a chance to take hold.
The research team is still trying to work out why some children have the same exposure to the virus and are protected where others aren't. Dr. Nealand says children who tested negative to coronavirus also had an immune response.
So it suggests to us that in children, the immune system is responding so quickly that it never comes up positive for the virus on the diagnostic test. So they're clearing the virus quite rapidly and responding in a protective way.
It's hoped the findings will help to design new treatments for those who are vulnerable to the deadly virus. The research team is now looking at whether the families in the study will be protected from the virus if they're exposed again, and trying to work out if children who test negative to the virus can still spread it.
Stephanie Smale reporting, with additional reporting by Sophie Scott and Loretta Florence.